And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right here on a Friday afternoon. Man, it is almost, it's Friday. It is like almost go home time, 4:22 p.m. We're going to switch gears. I'm getting off the rogue DAs and moving on to the next one. So I'm calling this next thing, I know some people are going to say, that's just insensitive. I'm gonna. You like it, Boomer? Grab the mic, man. You like this title?
I like this title.
Okay,
a lot, actually.
All right. So the next one, I'm just calling the whole next one, number three of the triple dipper, a barrel full of monkeypox. That's what I'm calling it. What song had the phrase "barrel full of monkeys" in it? That was No. It was a classic rock song. Oh, I know what it was. "Saturday Night's All Right for Fighting" by Elton John. My old man's a drunkard in a barrel full of monkeys, and my old lady, she don't care. My sister looks cute in her breeches and boots with a handful of breeze in her hair. That's okay. So I just, why did that come from in my memory?
I'm really impressed. I'm like, wow.
I'd like to say I'm impressed, but I'm still kind of shocked that, first of all, I'm shocked that Elton John, of all people, had a song about Saturday Night's All Right for Fighting because it made him sound like a tough guy, I guess. But anyway, barrel full of monkeypox. That's what we're dealing with. Are you scared? Do you find yourself not wanting to go out to dinner? Should we have to start social distancing? Are we in 14 days to flatten the monkeypox curve? What is happening right now? Boomer, do you find yourself not wanting to visit the grocery store or go to church on Sunday? What's happening?
I'm so scared. I mean, I think you said this earlier. What, 300 million people in the United States and 6,000 cases?
Yeah.
Something like that, right?
Did you steal my notes?
I did. I was listening. I was actually writing them down.
So, yeah, 329.5 million. I just looked it up. I can't brag. I had to look at my computer. 329.5 million is the current estimated population of the United States, 6,600. And I tried to use my calculator. My calculator on my phone had trouble with that many zeros. But the reality is, what I think that is less than 0.2% of the population has seen monkeypox.
Yeah.
Do you know anybody with monkeypox?
I do not. I know someone with a monkey phobia, but that has nothing to do with monkeypox.
We did get accused yesterday. You just totally wiped out that whole segment right there. So we did get accused yesterday, though. We had the open house here at the Right Side Studios, and one of our friends, Bobby, was here. And we have a window looking into the studio, and he called this the monkey cage. Said he's going to stand out there and throw peanuts at the window. But no, a barrel full of monkeypox. I mean, to hear the Biden administration right now, it's epic. It's running rampant through our society. It's not. And I'm not a doctor, and I did not stay in a Holiday Inn Express last night. But I'm going to be honest with you. We're not there. Now, if we get there, I'll be the first to go, holy cow, because I don't want monkeypox either. But let me just go ahead and tell you one of the things they're not talking about much in the mainstream media. I've got multiple stories stacked up here. A barrel full of monkeypox, but what they're also not telling you, because it's uncomfortable for them to say it, is that something like 91% of the monkeypox cases are happening among gay men who have had relations with other men. That's a fact. That's not me creating something. That's not me going, oh, Phil, what a biased thing for you to say. I wasn't biased. That's a fact. Deal with the facts. Just deal with the facts. They are what they are. And so less than 0.2%, maybe less, of the U.S. population has experienced monkeypox. And yesterday, it was last night, actually, I think it was, the Biden administration declared a public health emergency. Pray tell, why would that be? Well, I mean, the innocent answer is, well, it opens up the door. The emergency declaration frees up things like federal monies and gives us the ability to generate more vaccines under government order and get them distributed quickly and make them a priority because we've got to have monkeypox vaccines now. All right. But what you have to wonder after the last 2.5, 3 years, is it just another opportunity for them to, you know, issue draconian executive orders and try to restrict certain levels of society, and for that matter, pick the winners and losers again, like declaring what businesses are essential and non-essential? Folks, we are not there. We are not. This is, I don't know what you have to, what legal agenda you have to, not legal agenda, what legal or regulatory framework you have to be in to actually use the phrase public health emergency. But when you have this few of the citizenry actually being diagnosed with monkeypox, but you want to tell the world that we got a barrel full of monkeypox here. I mean, it's monkeypox to my left and monkeypox to my right. Everywhere I see, I can't swing a dead cat without hitting a case of monkeypox. Are we, do you know? All right, I'd be curious. If y'all want to call in, by the way, this last half hour, I may have to be toned down by a few phone calls. Then again, I might get fired up by a few phone calls. 833-68-RIGHT. We're going to head to a break, but I just want to know, does anybody out there know anybody with monkeypox? Do you? How'd they get it? Are they gay? I mean, I don't know. Is because what we're hearing right now is that that's a thing, is that the gay population is the vast majority of the cases. And that's not me. That's not me. You're homophobic. No, I'm not. I'm stating a fact. It's the numbers. Oh boy. Boomer. You need to get me to the weekend, brother.
We're almost there. We're getting there.
Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, barrel full of monkeypox. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama, solid conservative and just plain right. Boomer and I are having more fun than people should be allowed to have. Hey, by the way, before I go any further, I got to tell you, some of you folks are out there right now thinking, all right, Saturday morning. And you know what? I don't want to eat the bowl of cereal or the quick biscuit like I often get on the way to work in the morning. I don't want to drink the smoothie and keep moving. So maybe Saturday morning is your big breakfast opportunity, right? Let me suggest to you Just Love Coffee Cafe. Just Love Coffee Cafe, with two locations in our listening area, one on Hughes Road in Madison out towards City Hall, the other on South Memorial Parkway near Whole Foods. Listen, do they have great coffee? Yeah, but can you imagine this? It's Saturday morning. You get up, you put on a hat, you throw on the tennis shoes, your favorite T-shirt, and you go down to one of the Just Love Coffee Cafe locations. You get you a cappuccino and a womlet. That's a giant omelet stuffed with everything in the world cooked in a waffle iron. Or maybe you get actual waffles, because they have all kinds of different waffles. I mean, I'm just saying, folks, they got a menu for breakfast that'll knock your socks off. And it's not your usual drive-through, the fast food line, get you a biscuit kind of go food. It's like, wow, I can't get this anywhere else food. On top of that, let me just say this. Just Love Coffee Cafe, Travis, who runs both locations here in our area, he wanted me to make sure y'all knew, too, that they are an organization. I've said this before. They are an organization that gives back to the community on a regular basis. And so tomorrow at the Huntsville location on Parkway in Huntsville, they're doing a diaper drive. Not only can you go there, enjoy getting a better meal and a cup of coffee than you might have made at home, by the way, with no dishes to clean afterwards. But they've got a diaper drive going right now to support the Huntsville Pregnancy Center, Resource Center, the Women's Center of Athens, and Save a Life of Decatur. They're collecting these diapers to basically give to them to help young mothers. And so let me encourage you, if you're thinking about a Saturday morning breakfast and you want to just have a great time, you're also supporting the opportunity to support these pro-life organizations that help young mothers. So yeah, a diaper drive tomorrow morning, Just Love Coffee Cafe's Huntsville location on South Memorial Parkway. Have some breakfast and do a good thing. All right, there's that. Let me just go back to this. Barrel full of monkeypox. It's where we are, Boomer. Just hey, this is serious business. Calm yourself down over there.
I just can't take it serious. I mean, I feel for the people that are sick, but...
yeah. You're heartless. How did I allow you in the studio? You're heartless. No, I get it. That's why I gave it the euphemistic name. There's a good Scrabble word. The euphemistic name, a barrel full of monkeypox. Charlene just texted me, by the way, and said, y'all are out of control. I got to come down to the studio. here's the thing. All right. Yesterday, the Biden administration declared a public health emergency. Yeah, story on Fox News, dated August 4th. Department of Health and Human Services Secretary Javier Becerra on Thursday said he was declaring a public health emergency over the monkeypox outbreak. In light of evolving circumstances on the ground, he said, I am declaring a public health emergency on hashtag monkeypox. That's his public statement, actually said hashtag monkeypox. We are prepared to take our response to the next level in addressing this virus, and we urge every American to take monkeypox seriously. I guess we blew that part. Oh, this is awful. Later Thursday, President Biden tweeted, he remained, quote, committed to our monkeypox response, ramping up vaccine distribution, expanding testing, and educating at-risk communities. Oh, so there's at-risk communities. Well, the at-risk community, what they're not reporting here, happens to be that the vast majority of the 6,600 monkeypox cases diagnosed in the United States have been among gay men who have recently had sex with other men. And so I don't know how to explain that. I'm just saying that is the figure that we're seeing right now in the reports, that the preponderance of the cases, the vast majority of them actually, are in the 90 percentile, are coming in the gay male community. And oh, by the way, 6,600. 6,600. There are 329 million people in America. 6,600 cases. Public health emergencies. Yeah. Well, anyway, I want to make sure you know, too, that aside from the president declaring a public health emergency, that California, Illinois, and New York have also made their own declarations of emergency over monkeypox. Big doings. As have New York City, San Francisco, and San Diego County. There you go. By the way, it's not airborne. It spreads through close skin-to-skin contact, period. It's possible that you can have some measure of contact, like if you handle a glass or you change the sheets and that's when where someone has been that has it, but less likely. Usually skin-to-skin contact. Now, it's important for you to know, too, Boomer, take note, take heart. Take heart, Boomer. They are on it. Earlier this week, the Biden administration named top officials from the Federal Emergency Management Agency and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to serve as the White House coordinators to combat the monkeypox outbreak. We have a monkeypox task force, by God. And I think they need they need a patch for their uniforms. We need task force monkeypox patch. We were talking about this during the break. I am picturing the Gas Monkey Garage logo. We're gonna have to post that. But yeah, we got a monkeypox task force. What's your position? You work for the U.S. government. What do you do?
Well, I don't want to brag or anything, but I'm a team leader in Task Force Monkeypox.
Wow. Probably stockpiling ammunition too, just so you know. All right, monkeypox is spreading in Texas. Texas Tribune is reporting. Here's what you need to know about monkeypox spreading in Texas. Storyline dated July 22nd. Well, here's what you need to know. You ready for this? It says that they expect cases to continue to rise. It goes on to say, though, in the very next sentence, the disease is not deadly. It doesn't usually lead to hospitalization, although symptoms can be more severe in patients who are immunocompromised. Are you hearing this? If you are not immunocompromised and you don't come in skin-to-skin contact with someone who has it, even if you did, it's not considered deadly and it doesn't usually lead to hospitalization. It says the virus has been endemic. That means it's been around. They just live with it. Endemic in parts of Africa for decades. But it rarely makes it outside that continent. The first time it did was in 2003 in Texas, actually. There were like 70 people who caught it. They've been infected from... Okay. They've been infected by pet prairie dogs. This gets weirder and weirder. Do you know anybody with a prairie dog phobia while we're at it? They have been, okay, 70 people caught it because they were infected by pet prairie dogs. I'm having trouble. All right, let me get under control, Williams. This is serious business. We had a monkeypox task force out there. They're trying to do their work. While most cases, I did not mean for this to be a total mocking segment, but it has happened. It's all because of you talking about a monkey phobia, and now I can't control myself anymore.
I'm sorry. I was just bringing the true.
Yeah, you were just trying to, Well, 50 lashes with a wet noodle for you. All right, here we go. It says, while most cases, particularly in the current outbreak, are not severe. I highlighted that. I circled that. They're not severe. Most cases are not severe. Monkeypox is yet nonetheless nothing to ignore. Well, I mean, if you get it, you're going to hate it. I'm pretty sure. I have no doubt that it's painful. If you had chickenpox as a kid, you know it's not fun. It itches. There are blisters. They can cause pain. I anticipate that from what I'm seeing described that it's like some folks who have shingles. But listen, it goes on to say, yes, it creates blisters and lesions on the skin. There's a fever often with swollen lymph nodes in the early stages. It can last a few days. It can last a few days to a month. And it can put someone in isolation, which can cause disruption in working and childcare. Yeah, well, okay. So we have a public health emergency for 0.0002% of the population having caught something which is not known to be deadly, nor does it generally lead to hospitalization, which typically resolves itself in sometimes a matter of days. Public health emergency. It goes on to say in this very informative article from the Texas Tribune, it is not, however, an airborne disease and is difficult to pass to others through casual contact. Okay. For now, most medical response to the virus is just managing the pain and treating the symptoms. A vaccine from monkeypox can also prevent or lessen the symptoms up to 14 days after exposure. Does anyone out there, do any right-side ruffians have any fear of monkeypox? Do any of you right-side ruffians know anybody had monkeypox? Does anyone even know why they named it monkeypox? Why is it named monkeypox? I hadn't even thought about that. We got a barrel full of monkeypox. I don't even know why it's called monkeypox. We got the chicken pox. Did they come from chickens? I guarantee you it wasn't from close contact with chickens. Is it time for a break? Okay, it is time for... You better take me to a break for the FCC calls. All right, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and apparently mocking the barrel full of monkeypox that is seen by the Biden administration. You hang on. We'll be right back. And we are back, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama, solid conservative, just plain right. All I know is I saw Boomer having a complete breakdown at his desk. We had a caller during the break who called in and wanted to talk something about guinea pigs and gay men. We had to go ahead and we just said, no, Boomer's taking his headphones off now. He's like he's done for the day already. But yeah, listen, you got to... Barrel full of monkeypox. It's a crisis. Get yourself under control, Williams. It's serious business. All right. Deep breath. All right. AP News reports, California governor declares monkeypox state of emergency. I bet Newsom's got himself a task force monkeypox, too. What do you think? California's governor on Monday declared a state of emergency to speed efforts to combat the monkeypox outbreak, becoming the second state in 3 days to take the step. Governor Gavin Newsom said the declaration will help California coordinate a government-wide response, seeking more vaccines and lead outreach and education efforts on where people can get treatment and vaccination. After pressing for Newsom to make such a declaration, Democrat State Senator Scott Wiener... No, that was wrong. Do not laugh. I'm not going to laugh anymore. At all. Not a bit. Nearly 800 cases of monkeypox have been reported in California, according to state public health officials. The monkeypox virus... Oh, God. They have a spokesman named Scott Wiener for this thing. This is not good. The monkeypox virus spreads through prolonged and close skin-to-skin contact, which can include hugging, cuddling, and kissing. This is a statement? They put this in there? As well as through the sharing of bedding towels and clothing. Don't share your bath towels. That's never a good idea. People getting sick so far have been mainly men who have sex with men, though health officials note that the virus can infect anyone. Public health officials are clear. Stigma is unacceptable, counterproductive in the public. In other words, what they're saying is, we know the vast preponderance of these are gay men, and yet we're not going to say that because we don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. So what we're going to do is declare a statewide state of emergency and create a monkeypox task force. All right, monkeypox declared a public health emergency in Illinois. Reported by NBC Chicago August 2nd this week. Was that Monday? What day is that? Monday? Tuesday? Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker on Monday declared monkeypox a public health emergency, classifying the state as a disaster area. A disaster area. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Illinois is a state with the third highest number of reported monkeypox infections at 520. 520 statewide. You know how many people are in Illinois? Just in Chicago itself? Okay, at the time this was written, there were only 5,100 infections. One story I have says 6,600. Now, with the declaration in effect, officials can more easily secure monkeypox virus vaccines, shipments, and ramp up distribution to ensure the most impacted communities receive treatment as soon as possible. That's a wonderful thing. Isn't that great? Barrel full of monkeypox going on up there in Illinois. Got them a monkeypox task force. Proclaiming a state of disaster will allow the Illinois Department of Public Health to expand vaccine and testing capacities. How long, though? Here's the thing. How long until we see this become the opportunity for restrictions on society? What do you think? You know what? I did not expect this to become a thing that was going to have me, you know, literally rolling in my seat. You'll be happy to know, by the way, I have an article regarding State Senator Scott Wiener, who did say, and the quote is, "I know people who normally go to sex parties now who will not." That's okay. And he's so proud to be able to say that to the public. We got a caller on line one. Hey, we do. It's Allie. Hey, Allie, how you doing today?
Hello.
Hello, Allie. Am I out of line? Tell me if I am. Do we have Allie? I don't think we have her.
There you are.
There we are. Allie, how you doing today?
I'm doing well. Okay, Colonel, you know that I have got to provide you with a lock and load, hold my beer moment. Are you ready?
Okay, what you got?
Well, this will hopefully calm you down to the point that Charlene doesn't have to come down there and rough up the rough side. But here's one thing that, in all of this hilarity, and thank God this thing is not terminal, but I want to know how the kids who have gotten it have gotten it. And that's what's got me feffered up, sir.
Okay. Way to be the buzzkill there, Allie. But
yeah, really. Well, you know what I was gonna do? I was gonna say we're trying to get control, and you were playing the bumper rotation of a certain very famous artist that hailed from my neck of the original woods. I was just going to go, there must be some kind of way out of here.
Well, you know what? Jesus is going to come back one day soon, it feels like. Until then, I imagine there's going to be outbreaks of things
are
like monkeypox. Yes, absolutely. Are we? Did we lose her? We still?
No, nope, I'm still here.
Okay. you said, are we still friends?
Are we still friends?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, good. But yeah, that, I mean, in all of this madness, I want to know how the kids got it. I'm glad nobody's dying from it, but how did the kids get it? And that's why I'm saying lock and load and hold my beer.
Yeah, no doubt. Allie, appreciate you. You have a great weekend, my friend.
You too, sir.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Well, there it is. I feel like, listen, Boomer, I know for a fact if your dad can design the Right Side Radio logo, he could also design the Monkeypox Task Force patch.
He could. I think I'm gonna get him on that this weekend.
I think you should. And if you can get Task Force Monkeypox a certified patch, we'll send it in and see if they'll accept it.
I think I know somebody that can actually make the patch too.
Oh, you know what? I know a guy who's got a thing that can do that.
Yep.
Yeah. I know a guy knows a guy. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
All right. Well, all right. Listen, enough of that. Here's the bottom line for me. Aside from Allie's very prescient point there about how'd the kids get it, and I'm going to hope that's just simply because somebody who had it gave them a hug and told them they loved them, and it transmitted through that. Anyway, the other piece of this, though, is after the last 3 years that we've been through, do you really trust that when the Biden administration declares a public health emergency, or for that matter, when it's followed closely by, like, Governor Hochul of New York, or Governor Newsom of California, or Governor Pritzker of Illinois, when you see the declarations coming from leadership like that, do you for a second think that they've got ulterior motives? I do. Keep your eyes on it. Keep your eyes on it. But right now, Task Force Monkeypox is on the job. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Coming up next, you got the great one, Mark Levin. He'll be with you. Boomer and I are back here at 2 on Monday for another great week. You guys have an amazing weekend and stay solid, conservative, and just plain right, you bunch of Right Side ruffians. Take care.